Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Bechoros Yudalit. Begin at the top of the Omer, at the Mishnah. So it's a carbon which got a mum, which is blemished. What is its status? So really, there are two levels to speak of, two categories of kachim, which are bali mumin, which are blemished. We have one which is called kedushas damim. So this is an animal which, to begin with, was blemished, seriously blemished, permanently blemished, in which case it preempts the real inherent kedusha from arriving. Meaning that at most this animal is now kadosh ledamav. It's kadosh for its value, Rashi explains, although he designated it for mizbeach purposes, but it can't go anywhere. Rather, its value will be directed towards the mizbeach. So you'll sell it and take the money and purchase a carbon for the mizbeach. So in this case, it's merely kedushas damim. It's a monetary status. It's kadosh for its value. The next level is kedushas haguf. You have a real carbon, which was meant for mizbeach. It achieved a higher level of kedusha. It's inherently kadosh, and then it was blemished in a serious manner, which renders it unfit, disqualifies it for mizbeach purposes. It cannot be offered as a carbon any longer. In this case, you have to redeem it, etc. But even after redemption, it's called pisulei hamikdashin. It's a disqualified carbon, you see, because it started on a much higher plane. It was inherently kaddish. It in itself was designated to be offered as a carbon on the mizbeach, so it never really loses its kedusha entirely. It hangs on to some residual kedusha and it maintains some status, even post-redemption. Okay, so just for clarity, we have two categories of blemished kachim animals. We have one which is merely kadesh kedushas damim. It's monetarily kadesh, in which case after redemption it totally dissipates and becomes an ordinary animal. And we have the higher level called kedushas haguf, where it was inherently kadesh. In that case, even after being blemished, it still retains some status. It is called pisulei hamukdashim. Okay, so for short, just pisulei, right? In that case, even after pidyon, it retains some residual kedushas, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. So first, we'll discuss the basic scenario, and then the more advanced one. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-kachim. So any animal which was designated as a carbon on account of, you know, the owner, but it couldn't really go anywhere. Shekadam mum kavod la-hekdeshin. There was a permanent blemish which preceded this designation, in which case it never really got to first base. It was, at most, kedushas damim was only monetarily kadosh. V'niftu, and after it was redeemed, it's an ordinary animal, like any other one in the barn. Chayavim bebchira, its firstborn will be kaddish as a bechor. Matanois, you have to, after you shechtu, you have to give the, you know, the portions that belong to the kain. You give it to the kain, like any other ordinary animal. V'yoytz nechulin, it's considered like a regular animal. Ligazes, to shear it, le'aved, and to be worked with, right? Furthermore, v'lodan bechalavan, its offspring or its milk, muter lachapidyon, after you redeem the carbon, you can enjoy the milk and the, you know, no issue there. Vashechta mechutz potter, even before you redeem it, if you shecht it outside the mikdash, you're exempt, because the aloch of shechut echutz with all its consequences only applies to a real carbon which had been fit for offering on the mizbeach, which this one wasn't. Ve'enos in tmura, again, even before redemption, if you should choose to make a tmura off this carbon, it doesn't work, because you can't transfer this weak kedusha onto another animal. Suppose this animal dies before redemption, no problem, just redeem it and send it to the dogs. Okay, so we have no limitations. Chutz min abchor min amaser. Exemptions are b'chor and maser. These are exceptions. So, firstborn, which is a b'chor, or maser, behemoth, the tenth of the, you know, the count. And these, even if they're fully blemished, the Torah still considers them to be fully kadosh with kedushas haguf. Look, whatever one is born first, whether it's unblemished or blemished, the Torah doesn't differentiate. Likewise, by tmur, by maser, behema, Torah clearly stipulates whether it's toiv, whether it's healthy, whether it's ra, whether it's wounded, blemished. It has the same kedusha, meaning it has inherent kedusha. In which case, even if it's blemished, it will still retain some kedusha, similar to the next category coming up in the Mishnah. Okay, so the first example we have a very basic form of kachim, which never got to the point of inherent kedusha. It was merely monetarily kadosh. In which case, after redemption, it's an ordinary animal. However, here comes step number two: the chol shekadam hekdesh nesmumen. But if the hekdesh preceded the mum, so it was labeled as a carbon prior to getting a mum, in which case it achieved inherent kedusha before going sour, so to speak, or it had a slight blemish, a passing blemish, before it became kadosh, so that did not inhibit the kedusha from arriving. After it was labeled as kedusha, as hekdesh, then it developed a permanent, serious mum. Okay, so once it had kedusha sagof, it will not let go of that kedusha. So even after it's unfit, v'nifto, and then you redeem it, it still maintains some residual elements of kedusha. Unlike a regular animal whose firstborn is kadosh as bechor, this one is exempt from bechor. It's exempt from atonois. Ve'enon yoytzin. It's exact opposite of the first part of the Mishnah. Ve'enon yoytzin nechulin legozes le'ovid. Even after redemption, it can't just go out to the barn and have it, shorn and work with. It's only meant for consumption of the meat only. Vlad and mechalav and aslach. But even after redemption, the milk and the offspring are off limits. And suppose he shechts it outside the mikdash before redemption, he's fully liable because it's considered like a carbon, which is a guf. And despite the fact that it's already a balmum, right? But it has to do a guf. You can't shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tomorrow we'll explain exactly what's going on here. And likewise, voice and tamura. Before Pidyon, you can make a tamura with it, so with the transfer carries over. Suppose it dies before Pidyon, before you got a chance to redeem, you have to bury it, because you cannot redeem it in its lifeless state. It needs to be, stood up and assessed properly, etc. Okay, so pretty clear. We have two categories. We have a very basic kachim, which only achieved Kedushas Damim, which case after Pidyon, it's back to normal, it's an ordinary, animal, so all its halacha is, as opposed to the second level, which achieved Kedusha Saguf, so even after it got blemished, and after Pidyon, it is considered Psule, or Psule Amakdashim, with its Kedusha-related limitations. Okay, so let's go back to the first category, where it was merely Kedushas Dam. Mishnah says, after you redeem it, it goes back to the barn, it's Chayiv and Bechayra, Chayiv and Matana, it's time of the Niftu, apparently only after redemption. Holy Nifta, but before redemption, Peturin. Mina B'chor Matanis, exempt from B'chor Matanis, even though it only has Kedushas Damim. Oh, Kasavar, apparently our Tana holds that even a limited Kedushas Damim is Matre, rejects it from Mina B'chor Matanis, it's exempt from those mitzvahs. Lisha continues, after redemption, you can send it out to the barn, Yosin Lechulin, have it shorn, work with it, no problem. Apparently, time of the nifta only because it was redeemed. Holy nifta, but before redemption, a siri b'gzavad, you can't share it, you can't work with it. Despite only having a limited value-based kedusha, you still can't work with it. You can't. Misayelev Rabbi Lezer, it's a right Rabbi Lezer, who likewise says the Amor who says kachav de kabayis, an animal which was donated to the building fund. It's not mizbeach related. Asurin b'gzavad, you can't work with it. You can't share it. Despite only having a limited kedusha, which is pretty much what our Mishnah is saying, an animal which was designated for mizbeach but really couldn't get there, it was only kaddish for its value. It's asur b'gizav avoda, despite only having that limited value-based kedusha. So these two halachos in line with each other. Amri, the answer is no. You can't compare one to the other. Our Mishnah, it's not a regular donation. It's kedushas damim l'mizbeach. He took an animal and said, I want it offered as a carbon. Okay, he attempted to make it as a carbon, even though it was really blemished and couldn't go very far. But there's an element of carbon. It was designated for carbon. Kedushas damim, but it was l'mizbeachu. Who the michlefa kedushas gufu l'mizbeach. So here, there's reason to disallow its use, sharing and working, because it can be mixed up. and confused in people's minds with a regular, ordinary, you know, kedusha saguf mizbeach, inherent kedush mizbeach type of carbon. And therefore, Gozru, where Rabbanan disallowed use, sharing and working with this animal, people might confuse it with a regular, ordinary carbon. But if a fellow was merely donated to the building fund, that's a totally different type of, you know, class. And nobody will confuse it with a carbon. And perhaps there's no gzera, there's no isud Rabbanan to work with it or share it. Mishnah continues. So after it's redeemed, the milk and the offspring is perfectly accessible. Now, when did this happen? So did the animal conceive and birth after redemption? Of course you can access these entities. Once the Kedushas Damim was redeemed, we said it's back in the barn. It's a regular, ordinary animal. Of course its offspring is perfectly fine. Ella. So that's obvious. There's no need to. Ella must be the Abel Fnei B'dyonin. It conceived before redemption. So stage one happened while it was still somewhat Kaddish. And it only gave birth after redemption. And, you know, in that case, the Mishnah says, you shouldn't think there is any Kedusha on the Vlad. Fact is, it's like a regular animal. Okay, because when did the Yelida happen? It gave birth after redemption. In which case, it's like any other animal in the farm. Oh, but let's infer from here. Hal of Fnei B'dyonin Asiri. Apparently, if it gave birth before it was redeemed, before the mother was redeemed, the offspring is off limits. And as Rashi points out, you can't put it on the Mizbeach because after all, it was sourced in a problematic... For a problematic source, it came from an animal which was a balasmum, which was, you know, not really suitable for mizbeach. It was merely kedushas, you know, damim, but it's usher. You can't use it. So now the question is, what do we do with it? Okay, so again, if it conceived and gave birth after pidyon, obviously it's your animal, no problem with that. If conceived before pidyon, gave birth after pidyon. And that the Mishnah says, you can use it. But if everything happened before Pidyon, it's Asr. Because it was produced by an animal with some Kedusha. So what do we do with it? Return Tamid Beis. So you have to redeem it. Could I just redeem it as is, in its unblemished state? Because after all, it's unsuitable. I mean, it's coming from... from a mother animal, which was never really fit for Mizbeach. So blemished, unblemished on the offspring should make no difference. The fact is he's coming from a weak source, from a mother with diminished Kedusha, which is only monetarily Kaddish. Likewise, that status would carry over to the offspring. Typically, an unblemished animal belongs on a Mizbeach in this case. He's coming from a diminished Kedusha, which to begin with was only monetarily Kaddish, so the offspring should have similar status as well, just redeem it as is. Value for value. Niftin Tamimim, that's one way to look at it. Oh, perhaps a Niftin Tamimim, you can't just redeem it as is, because he has Kedusha and he's unblemished, you have to wait till he's blemished to redeem him, like any other carbon that cannot be redeemed unless he's blemished. Tashmai comes at right. Bryce says like this, Hamatvis Bali Mumen, Kvurin Gavim Yisbeach. Fellow takes an animal with a serious blemish, labels it as a carbon, put him as beach. In which case, it only achieves level one, right? It's monetarily kaddish. We all do. And there's a baby before redemption. Yimachru, vein srichimum, just sell him without a mum. You know why? Because look where he's coming from. He's coming from a diminished kedusha. He's coming from a rejected source. Shein kedusha chalalein. There's no kedusha applied. There's no full kedusha applied to this offspring. It's not inherently kaddish. It can't be stronger than its source, than its mother, who's merely Kaddish for its value. Shaloi Tafel, Chamam and Eka, the secondary, can't be stronger than the primary. Even the mother only had Kedushas Damim. Certainly the Vlad will have no more than that. So just redeem it as is, whether blemished or unblemished. There's your answer, okay? Now just one more point here, sort of a side point. Taima de Shaloi Tafel, Chamam and Eka. So from the Brisa we can infer The reason why you can just redeem the offspring as is because he's coming from a weak source, in which case he never rises to the next level beyond monetary kiddush. Aval hikdash zochel adam. But suppose he didn't have a shaky source. He took an animal as is and was magdash it. Took the zochel, the male animal, magdash it l'dama. He says, you know, instead of saying I'm going to offer it in itself as a carbon, I'm going to be magdash it l'dama for its value. Meaning, I'm going to sell it and use the money to buy a carbon oil. What happens now? Higdish dachal adamav, kodesh kedushas aguf. It doesn't stop there. It expands and grows and it becomes inherently kodesh. Once you activate the kedushas system on an animal, which happens to be suitable for proper carbon, just because he decided to limit it to monetary kedusha, no, it explodes and turns into a real carbon. It's inherently kodesh. You got to put it in itself on the mizbeach. Say leila rav. It's right to rav who taught us likewise. If he was magdish a zachar for its value, it doesn't stop there. Kodesh to sagub, it rises to sagub, it becomes inherently kodesh, and you take this actual animal and offer it as an oil. Vashechta mechutz pot. So back to the Mishnah. Ooh, on that, you know, very basic kedusha, which was merely kedushas damim, if he takes it, does it outside the mikdash, he's potter because, yeah, it's not a legitimate carbon, so there's no. Rabbi Lezer Masni Chayiv. Interestingly, Rabbi Lezer had a different version of the Mishnah. If he does it outside the Mishnah, he's Chayiv. How could that be? Why is he getting punished for shechting it outside the Midrash? It's a Baal Mum. It's only, you know. Umukilo Bibamas Yachid. And he applies it in a Bamas Yachid. That he learns that what the Mishnah here is addressing is a totally different halacha. If he has an animal which is a carbon, which is a balmum, don't think that the isra, the prohibition against offering a balmum, is only applicable in a public altar. You know, during certain points in history, you can make your own mizbeach in your backyard. It was a bamas yachid versus a bamas tzibur, a public altar. Don't think, you know, at home you could do what you want, because the truth is, back in Maseches Zevachim, we had very clear, you know, distinctions between a bamas yachid, where many halachos don't apply there. It's more of a freestyle, so to speak, type of setting. There aren't that many limitations, that many stipulations, versus a bamas tzibur, which is more structured. So perhaps you can just take a balmum animal and be makavid in your backyard. Comes the Mishnah, teaches us otherwise. Even in a bamas yachid, you may not offer a balmum. That's the point of the Mishnah. How do we know that's asr? How do we know that if a person, even b'shas heter abomis, when one is allowed to offer any private bomb, if he takes a behema balas mum, shubu lo isase, he violated a lo isase, shenema. Pasuk says like this. Lo isizbach. L'ashem alakecha shoy raseh. Don't you dare offer an animal, ashayyeh b'mum, which is blemished. What's the setting that we're talking about? It's not really needed to teach us the isra of doing that by a public setting. For that, we have another pasuk. It's covered in a different pasuk. So, averas, ashav, or don't you dare do a blemished carbon. So this extra pasuk is covering even a b'mas yachid, to teach that if one is makriv a balmum and a private bama, he has violated this isra. Okay, so whether it's kedushas damim, kedushas aguf, it is a balmum, you're over the isra on account of this extra pasuk. Now, how do you know? Who says? Yeah, you have an extra pasuk. Who says it's covering a balmum and a balmas yachar? Maybe it's covering other halachas. It's generating other restrictions in a balmas tzibur only. For example, now we're going to go through a list of options, alternate options. Ema, perhaps we can argue, that extra pasuk is not needed for regular karbonis, because we already know that a balmum is not suitable in a bamas tzibur. Perhaps it's coming to cover a different case. You know, I think perhaps, you know, as we learned before, Bechor, even when blemished, if he's a firstborn, he's Kaddish. So maybe you couldn't be makrivim in a bama, despite his blemish. Salka, I mean, perhaps you can, you know, entertain a thought. Choyel v'kaddish, k'shubalmum, since a Bechor becomes fully sanctified despite his blemish, l'kronamik shubalmum, you can offer him as a carbon. He's different than a regular Kamash Mondeloy. Perhaps that's the point of the pasuk to teach us. No. Bechor is no different than any other carbon. If he's blemished, leave him out. So perhaps that's what the pasuk is for, not to expand the Isra and apply it even to Bamas Yachad, as you're telling me. Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva responded, no. It can't be talking about Bechor. For that, we have a different pasuk. Bechor behedik siba. Bechor is a clear pasuk that he's unsuitable. Because by the Bechor it says, Piseya ha'iver, if he's blemished, it is v'chenu, don't offer him as a carbon. Okay, so that's not needed. Okay, but perhaps it's needed for a different case. Imani in Lekotchim, that extra pasuk is not needed for regular karbanis. Maybe it's coming to cover Masa Behema. Like we said before, Masa Behema also becomes fully Kaddish despite its mum. So maybe the pasuk is teaching, despite its Kedusha, you still shouldn't be offering it as a carbon. In a Bamas Sibar. The Sagat Achmina perhaps is room to think. Hoyel b'kaddish b'mumi, since he becomes kaddish despite his serious blemish. The Chassid, as the pasuk says, leivakim b'tekra, don't differentiate between good and bad or bein ra. So number 10 is kaddish regardless of his status, regardless of his condition. Nikarnam b'mumi. So perhaps you can be makrim even in his mum status. Kamash from deloy comes the pasuk and disallows it. So again, perhaps that extra pasuk is for this, not to disallow a bal mum and a bamas yachad. Amri, said Bnei Yeshiva, answered again. Oh, for that we have a different pasuk. Masr nami gomar, we learn through gzera shava, avar b'chur. We have gzera shava, says avar by meiser, avar by b'chur. We carry over the laws of b'chur to meiser and disallow offering a bal mum. So there's no need to have a pasuk for that. Okay, we have a third option. Ema, perhaps tineu inyan l'tmuras kachim. Perhaps that extra pasuk that you are citing is coming for a different purpose. That even the tmur, an exchange of a real carbon, which happens to be a balmum, you can't offer it as a carbon, you can't be makrivit. Perhaps I would think you could. Tmura is different. Since a tmura, unlike a regular carbon, a tmura, perhaps since he's merely a carryover, he's sort of a copy from the original, so the kedusha gets generated on him even though he's a balmum. The person should not make a tmura. The pasuk continues, taybara. Which means to say that you have a carbon oil which is toiv, complete, healthy, unblemished, and you have an animal next to it which is blemished, ra, inferior. Technically, the carryover works, the transfer works. There's a kedusha expanded into the tmura. So you see, a tmura can catch even with a balmum. And therefore, perhaps, take it a step further, Kreva Nami, Kshibala Swam, you can even offer an Mezbech in that state. Kamash Mondeloi comes to the Pasuk and says, you can't. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is for. The answer is, Amakra, Vayu Tmurasa, Yekaydish, the Pasuk equates the original carbon to the Tmura. Makish, Tmura Saloi, to compare the Tmura to the original. In which case, Mahu Balmum Loi, just like the original carbon, you can't offer it as a Balmum, that's a known fact. Av Tmurasoi, Balmum Loi, likewise, a Balmum, which happens to be Tmur, is no different. So we went through many, many alternate options in terms of applying this extra pasuk to the Bechor, to the Masa Behema, to the Tmura. And we came up empty because they all have different sources. Here comes one more attempt at using that pasuk for a different purpose other than Rabbi Lezer's purpose, which is to disallow a Balmum and a Bamas Yachad. Maskel Rabbi Zeir, I have a question to Rabbi Zeir. About this culture, maybe it's coming from the offspring of a carbon. So basically, you have a carbon which became blemished, and its offspring. Sorry, you have a carbon which is unblemished, and it had a vlad, an offspring. Okay, which happened to experience a mum. I know a regular carbon is a bal mum, you can't put it on the mizbech, don't you dare? But maybe this is different because, you know, he's not coming on his own right. He's coming on account of his zichus, of his mother, who's a carbon. So maybe that empowers it to be considered like a regular carbon, despite his blemish. Maybe we need a pasuk to disallow that. Why would I think it's allowed? The Salka. Perhaps I can suggest, I can have a, you know, a notion. Hoylo kedoshim k'shem balei mumin. Agav imon. That since the offspring of a carbon becomes fully kaddish, even if he's in a blemished state, agav, even if he's born blemished, he has kedushas aguf because of his mother, which carries over. Okay, so perhaps that opens the door to akrav as well on those bali mumin, you know, offspring. Kashen bali mumin, I mean the carbon. Perhaps he could offer it as a carbon. Kamash mandoi, come to Vazel says you can't. So again, perhaps that's another option for application of that extra pasuk. Amar Rava and O. For that, we have a different source. Kfar Paska was already established and taught by Tanu Rishmoel. We have another pasuk for that. To prohibit offering a Vlad Kodshim, which is a Balmum. Rakodashech Ashiulachon Derech. So bring your karbonis to Hashem. Rakodashech, what's that coming to cover? Elat Tumuris. So even a tumura of a carbon has to be offered on the mizbeach. Next part of the pasuk, Ashiu l'cha, what's that covering? What variation of carbon? Elav lada is even the offspring of a carbon belongs on the mizbeach. Unid arecha, the arecha is the original pledge, original donated carbon. Yikishna kosal neded. Torah is comparing the copy to the original, the offspring to the primary. To give it the same halachis, ma neder, just like the original donated, you know, carbon, balmum loy. He's a balmum. He's off to mizbeach. Af haninami, balmum loy. Likewise, these, including the offspring, they're balmum. They don't belong on mizbeach. So bottom line, whether it's a bechor balmum, maser behema balmum, tamura balmum, vlad kachem balmum, we have other sources to disallow it from being put on the mizbeach. So back to that extra puzzle. It says, b'chashem lekech, what's that for? We have only one option, says Rabbi Lezer, to prohibit offering a balmum and a bamas yachad. Ve'enos in tmura. Mishnah continues. If it was merely kedushas damim, it's not strong enough to generate, you know, a tmura. So if you put another animal next to it, you say, well, this should be expanded onto the other one. It doesn't work. My time, why? We have a pasuk. Domakor, the pasuk says, Le'ech l'fenev le'mer oise. A person is not allowed to make a tmura. The pasuk continues. Whether it's this scenario, that scenario, toiv bara, whether the carbon is toiv, it's unblemished, you can't transfer the kedusha onto a blemished animal standing next to it, oira b'toiv, nor if the carbon is blemished, inferior, nor can you transfer from there to a good animal. Says the Gemara, once you have the second, meaning the Torah is not allowing you to even upgrade from an inferior animal and upgrade it to an unblemished copy, if you can't upgrade, certainly you can't downgrade. It's obvious. Why state both cases? Hashta rabba toiv amr sloy. Look, even to upgrade from bad to good, you can't do it. Toiv rabba boy. Obviously, you don't need to say. It goes without saying that you can't go down from good to bad. Ella rather, the pasuk is teaching us. Which carbon has the ability, has the power to even generate its more? Only something which was inherently Kaddish, Kedushas HaGuf. But something which never got to that stage, was merely Kedushas Damim, that can't even generate a Tumura as per our Mishnah. Toiv Meikarai, something which was initially Toiv. So when it was designated as a carbon, it was unblemished, meaning it achieved Kedushas HaGuf. It was suitable at a certain point. Oh, it's a Tumura, that has the ability to generate a Tumura. But Rami Meikarai, something which was inferior to begin with, and never achieved Kedushas HaGuf, it was never suitable for his back for a moment. Enos a Tumura cannot generate a Tumura. Okay, we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, let's just do a quick chazara on today's daf. Pretty simple. We have two categories of blemished animals designated for mizbeach. And the first, we have a very basic kedushas damim. It never got past monetary kedusha. In which case, you know, once it's redeemed, it's like an ordinary animal. Versus the second class, which is kedushas haguf. At a certain point, it was ro'i from mizbeach. Then it went awry. In that case, even after pidyon, it still retains some residual kedusha and has limitations of all types. In today's daf, we focus on the first category, where it was merely kedushas damim. We had an interesting discussion on the beis. The Mishnah says if you do it outside the midrash, you're potter. Rav Lezer had the gerusa. He says chayiv. The Gemara sort of diverted to a different halacha to teach us that a Baal Mum and a Baal Mesiachin is Asur as well, because we have that extra pasuk without any really slots to fill, other than to teach us this halacha, that even in a Baal Mesiachin, one is meant to be Magdish only 8 times. All the best to you and Hatzalacha Rabbah.